problem. So putting on my iPlayer hat, I used to head up iPlayer at Norfolk Community Campus, and I saw the future of TV with iPlayer. So on iPlayer, we endeavored to get iPlayer onto all the new TV platforms. It was a real problem for a number of reasons. Firstly, the technology was very fragmented. This TV set used widgets, and this one used JavaScript and XML, and this one used Apricot. It was technically really, really difficult. You needed a massive team. So difficult that, in fact, we walked away from most of the propositions. The next generation TVs, the ones coming out now, are a lot better. But they're still technically very difficult. And the problem you have is it's a very fragmented offering. There's no central search system. So what happens is you do a deal with the manufacturer, and you get an iPlayer or icon on the desktop. And that's great because, you know, great BBC content, one can get an iPhone. But there are only so much real estate space on the desktop. So if you're a smaller company or you arrive next year sometime and all the real estate is filled, you kind of have zero chance of getting an iPhone. So what you want is you want some way that users can easily get to your content. And really, it's all about thinking how people will discover your content and building systems to do it. And I see some criticism of Canvas that it favors the EPG and so on. Actually, I don't think that's right at all. When you look at the iPlayer homepage, we spent a lot of time and trouble trying to figure out how people and why people want to watch TV. Sometimes I just want Top Gear. Sometimes I want comedy. Sometimes I have no idea what I want and I'm just bored and want some entertainment. So you build paths to all these user journeys. And similarly, on Canvas, we endeavor to build a set of paths that no matter whether you want a live music festival or a major TV production or something wild and zany, it should allow for those user journeys. So, what Canvas does is it really breaks the problem that exists now with getting onto really these closed portal TV sets, and particularly for slightly smaller players, actually makes it possible. So, with that in mind, let me talk you through some of the key things that I think Canvas will help the folks in the world. So, number one, it's open. You don't need to do a deal with any major device manufacturer, portal site. You just get your content out there. So, that makes it really easy. Number two, I think it's right-sized. So, as a smaller provider, you know the real problem you have, I think, is getting traffic to your site. And really, there are sort of two extremes. There's the physical store approach, where your inventory is limited. A music store maybe has 4,000 items. And if you get your CD or DVD in that store, you'll get some sales. If you don't get it in the store, you're not one of the top 4,000, you have zero. The internet is the solution to that, is it's an unlimited long tail. The problem is the long tail is so long that actually getting traffic to your site is really hard. You have to pay search engines to get traffic to you. It's not very viable. So I think Canvas, because it's really initially UK only, and because it's really focused on media, not so much text, I think it's actually right size. So it's probably that, you know, reasonable size pond, which is actually open and everyone can get onto it, but at least in the initial stages, it's probably going to be, if you get your content on there, you're probably going to get a good amount of traffic. So I think it's a great proposition. The next one is portal sites. So, usually you don't want to just make one item of content available. You've got a music festival, an opera, you want to have a range of content. It could be liner notes, it could be information about the artist, it could be linking from one thing to the other. Some propositions, where there's an iStore, they just want your content in a store. In this case, you can build your own portal sites. You get traffic to the portal site any way you want, you can provide your data to the listing service. The Canvas Central Listing Service will list it, give it in recommendations, in search results, and so on a completely fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory basis. So whether you've got a major or a small production, you can create a nice theme around it, and you can get traffic to it. Next one is live streaming. So sometimes you want to do live productions. And live productions, really, today, you can do one of two ways. You can set up a broadcast TV channel, which gives you sort of zero cost streaming per user, which is great, but it costs you millions of pounds a year to have a DCT channel. On the other hand, you can do live simulcast streaming on the internet, which is fairly cheap to set up, but costs you on a per user basis. So the BBC iPlayer, 800